If we want to be successful at anything in life, it takes hard work and it takes dedication. And if you think about a farmer, you can't just throw a bunch of seeds in the field and come back a few months later and expect the harvest to be there. You know, you have to till the ground, you have to protect it from weeds, you have to take care of any insects that might be destroying the crops. It takes a lot of hard work in order to be successful. If you think about a student who wants to be a doctor going through med school, you can't just party your way through med school and goof off and expect to become a doctor. At least I hope not. But I should ask my doctor, I guess. But it takes a lot of hard work. I mean, you have to spend an incredible amount of time studying, and then you have internships where you have to learn whatever your field is, whether you're a surgeon or whatever specialty. It takes a lot of hard work, and it takes years and years of effort. If you think about athletes, if you want to be a professional athlete, you can't just go out on the basketball court or on the football field a few times and throw the ball around and expect to be a professional athlete. It takes years and years of constant work and dedication in order to be successful. When it comes to our salvation in the Christian life, if we want to attain salvation, it takes hard work and it takes dedication. I can't tell you how many people I come across who just assume that they're going to go to heaven automatically. You know, the number of people who think that just about everyone, as long as you're not Adolf Hitler or Joseph Stalin, goes to heaven. And they have that mindset, and they have a hope that they're going to get to heaven, but it's a false hope because they're using that as an excuse for complacency. They're not willing to do anything. They want to live their lives just like the pagans do, as if they're not Christians, the way they practically live their lives. They're not doing anything. They just have this idea in the back of their mind that they're entitled to the glory of heaven. They're going to get there, and God loves them, so he would never send them to hell, so they can do whatever they want, and they'll get to heaven. But that becomes a cop-out. It becomes an excuse for doing nothing on our part. Now, it's true that God loves us, but the question is, do we respond to his love? There's two parts of salvation, what God does for us and what we need to do in response. But it's a false hope to think that we can just do whatever and automatically get to heaven. So today, what I want to do is contrast a true and authentic Christian hope versus false hope. And our first reading is from Baruch. Baruch was the scribe of Jeremiah. And this book takes place after Israel, Jerusalem had been destroyed. The people had been dragged out into exile. And in this part of the book of Baruch, he gives us this beautiful image of hope. And he says that God's people, they were scattered, they were dragged into exile. He said God's people are going to be reunited. As difficult as it might have been for the people to believe that, God was going to gather people from the east and from the west, and he was going to restore them, and he was going to bring them to a place where misery and mourning would be no more, and where they would rejoice in the splendor of glory from God forever. He's not just talking about the restoration of the kingdom of Israel. He's talking about heaven. He's saying God's people are going to be gathered together in this wonderful place for all eternity. That is our goal. That is the goal, what our Christian hope is driving us towards. So I want to define the virtue of hope. And this comes from the Catechism of the Catholic Church. If you don't own one, get one. This is paragraph 1817. Hope is the theological virtue. Virtue is a habit. It's something that's rooted in our character that we do on a regular basis. So hope is a theological virtue or a habit by which we desire the kingdom of heaven and eternal life as our happiness. Hope is the virtue where we desire the kingdom of heaven and eternal life as our happiness. So what true hope is when we are truly longing for heaven so much that it actually conforms our behavior and the way that we live our lives. We desire heaven so much that we're going to be seeking out and, if you will, training ourselves in the virtues that we need to get to heaven. That we will do anything and change any part of our lives that's necessary in order for us to attain heaven. So a false hope is, oh yeah, I'm going to heaven, I don't have to do anything and I'll just get there. That's the false hope. True hope is where we desire heaven so much that it transforms every aspect of our lives and we're willing to do anything to get to our goal. You know, read that image from Baruch and ask ourselves, is that where we want to go? Is that where we want to spend all eternity? And if so, we need to conform our lives in every way. We need to train ourselves in charity because we have a tendency to think first about ourselves. Charity is when we think first about God and what he desires, and secondly, about our neighbor, and then we think about ourselves. We have a tendency to place ourselves first. And so we have to train ourselves in love. We have to train ourselves on a daily basis to be denying ourselves and doing acts of charity for others. That takes constant vigilance and constant training. We have to discipline ourselves so that we are worshiping God and we desire prayer. You know, it's easy to sit there and spend all of our time watching TV and getting entertained. It's very difficult for us to nurture a life of consistent prayer. Well, we have to have the self-discipline and sometimes force ourselves to do it, even when we don't want to, so we build that desire for communication with God. It takes self-discipline, and it takes constant work. We have to purge ourselves of worldly attachments. You know, if we're attached to the things of this world to the point where it's interfering with our path to heaven, we need to get rid of those attachments. Whether it's lust, alcohol, our own entertainment, whether it's a desire for power or for prestige, or if we're obsessed with our reputation and what other people think of us, we have to get rid of those things. And that takes a lot of work and it takes a lot of self-discipline. But a true hope is where we desire the kingdom of heaven and eternal life to the point where we are going to train ourselves and seek after heaven and get rid of those attachments and those things that are threatening to undermine our path to salvation. That's a true and authentic hope. To just think we can stroll into the glory of heaven, as many people do, that's a false hope, and it's spiritually very, very dangerous because it undermines any effort that we're putting out on the path to salvation. And Christ never says salvation is easy. He says it's a narrow path and it's difficult. It's certainly attainable. But we can't have the attitude that we can do nothing or very little on our part to attain salvation. We have to strive for it. So this Advent season is a time of preparation for the coming of our Lord. It's a time to make sure that we are striving and take an honest look at ourselves. The goal is that not a single person in this church is just complacent and going through the motions. The goal is every single one of us desires heaven so much that we are going to strive for heaven and make whatever sacrifice is necessary. That's the goal. And here's a good test and something that we can perhaps ask ourselves. If we put the same amount of effort we do into our spiritual lives, if that's the effort we put into school, would we be successful? Or if that's the effort we put into our career, would we be successful? Or if that's the effort we put into being a professional athlete, would we be successful? If it's 1 hour a week, no. You're not going to be successful. It's going to take more than that. That's a good test for us to ask ourselves, how much effort are we putting in? Are we striving for the glory of heaven? And it is absolutely worth it. But if we have that true and authentic virtue of hope, that virtue is going to compel ourselves. It is going to compel us to do more and to constantly be striving. And we have to be on guard against a false hope, which leads to complacency.